It is August 1st. Welcome to your Senate Committee on Rules. We're going to open a work session on House Bill 3474. Ms. Harris.
Thanks, Madam Chair. House Bill 3474, the underlying bill, deals with regulations that restrict religious use of real property that is owned or leased by a religious organization. We have several amendments before us. We touched on some of those at the hearing on July 27th. We have the dash A5s through the dash A7s. Today I received a copy of the dash A10 amendments. That amendment, rather than replacing the underlying measure, adds provisions to the underlying bill dealing with city approval of applications for retail or commercial land use and essentially establishing criteria for the approval of those applications.
Thank you. I know there are folks who are interested in addressing a little Senate bill dealing with Salem, that Senate Bill 1079. I'm not going to put those amendments into this particular bill. We'll see if we can, we'll bring the bill back before us and see if we can get the votes for that bill out of committee and onto the Senate floor. In other words, it will fly on its own wings. Senator Ringo, do you need any need to explain any further about your dash 10s?
Well, Madam Chair, the dash 10s we've seen before, they allow a certain city of Beaverton to consider whether a certain big box store would have an adverse impact on small business and whether it's compatible with the community.
Okay.
All it does is allows the consideration of that of those factors.
Okay.
It does not prohibit it in any way.
Thank you. Mr. Conklin, can you come up for just a minute? I want to make sure we have the right amendments. Just so you know, before Senator Ringo had the dash 10 amendments drafted, I wanted to make sure that we got approval from the House leadership, and it's my understanding that that has happened on the dash A10, so they shouldn't cause the bill any further problems. Which amendments?
I'm sure you're getting some fairly violent negative body language from other people about the agreement stuff.
I'm assuming these come from Representative Scott. You met with him personally, right?
What?
You met with Representative Scott personally?
It's like a soap opera.
Somebody did?
Some different.
Okay.
Who's the somebody, Madam Chairman?
Well, we're not going to have this conversation right here.
We're not going to have this conversation here. No, they're supposed to be. Got it. Okay. All right. Mr. Conkling.
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the committee, I'm Gary Conkling. I represent the Oregon Wine Growers, the farm group that has been working on amendments, including with Mr. Honeycutt, is the A7 amendments.
I'm sorry, say that again.
A7.
Okay. I have a million amendments. The A7s. Okay, thank you. All right, any questions for Mr. Conkling?
Only Mr. Conkling's amendments are what number, Madam Chair?
A7 amendments. And it's my understanding there's no opposition to the A7 amendments. Is that correct?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, that's correct.
Anywhere in the world.
Well.
But these were the amendments.
Including Zimbabwe. There, as I told you earlier, there was an error in a previous set of amendments. And I sat with the parties and we hand inscribed exactly what people agreed to. All three of us walked it down to Legislative Council, and that's what Legislative Council produced.
Okay. All right. Any further questions for Mr. Conkling? All right.
Madam Chair.
Senator Ringo.
I move the dash A7 amendments to House Bill 3474.
Senator Ringo has moved the dash A4 amendments. I'm sorry, the dash A7 amendments to House Bill 3474. Any discussion? Any objection? Hearing seeing none? So ordered.
Madam Chair.
Senator Ringo.
I move the dash A10 amendments to House Bill 3474.
Senator Ringo has moved the dash A10 amendments to House Bill 3474.
Madam Chair.
Senator Farrielly.
I would appreciate some clarification on whether or not the -810 amendments have been discussed with leadership in the House, since my understanding is that that very amendment was stripped out of the bill earlier, and that we're now attempting to reinsert language that's similar, although not identical. And I'm wondering whether or not we are just pushing this bill toward a conference committee or some other procedural cliff.
Thank you, Senator Farrielli. It was actually, they were not part of the underlying bill. The underlying part of the bill was Representative Matt Sumner's that dealt with citing of a religious institution, and you know the definition of religious institution, inside a outside EFU land. So this particular amendment was not in that.
Madam
that
Chair.
Being the case, all I can rely on is my colleagues' notes.
Assertion that somebody somewhere at some point in time liked the amendment. Madam Chair, are there no other big box stores in Beaverton?
Are there no other big box stores?
Come and visit, Senator Early. We can go shopping.
Actually, I have been there, and it's a wonderment to me that we'd be selecting one vendor when there are so many large retail venues in that city.
Just does not select one vendor.
Representative Barnhart, bring us your amendments.
Okay.
I'm not sure it's been copied.
That's okay. Just tell them about. Tell us about them.
Charlie.
Representative Barnhart.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Phil Barnhart, State Representative from House District 11. I have what has I've been handed to me as the -12 amendments, which is an amendment to ORS 197.772 to allow a homeowner to opt out of a historic district if they were one of those who objected to the formation of the historic district at the time of the before the historic district's formation. This is an issue which is important to a number of people in Eugene, where the city seems to be interested in forming a large number of historic districts in places where they're really not appropriate, and it would allow a safety valve for those homeowners who had originally asked that the historic district not be formed to opt out of the requirements of the historic district rules that the city might otherwise impose. As I understand it, they would still be part of the historic district, but the city would not be able to impose additional requirements and additional basic building code and zoning requirements that every other person in the city has to comply with. It fits within the relating clause, and I would ask the committee to consider and adopt it as a part of this bill.
Thank you. Representative Barnhart, was this issue addressed in another bill? I think the bill number, House Bill 3312.
I don't recall the bill number.
Okay.
I didn't bring it with me, but it has been addressed in another bill passed the House, came to the Senate, and that is the last I heard of it.
Okay. Probably came to my committee.
It's possible that it
okay.
did.
Okay, thank you. All right. Any questions for Representative Barnhart?
Can't blame me for trying, Madam.
No, I cannot blame you. It's a good attempt, Representative Barnhart. Any further questions? Thank you very much. We
thank
appreciate you,
Madam. You
joining us today. We probably won't be adding this on, but we appreciate this discussion. All right. Anybody else have amendments to House Bill 3474? You sit down. All right. Did you want to move the -10 amendments?
No, I moved them, and we're in discussion.
All right. Motion on the table to motion on in front of us to discuss the -810 amendments. Further conversation.
Madam Chair, I get the impression somebody was hiking to the other end of the building to get
okay.
a quick confirmation. So, Madam Chair, I wonder if we could take up the other business of the committee.
Madam Chair,
and return to this issue.
Sure, Senator Ringo.
Well, I request we proceed with the motion on the table.
Looks like we need a vote.
Senator Atkinson.
he's in as much trouble with you as he is in, with me right now. So,
okay, let's go ahead and vote on the motion, and then I will.
Madam Chair.
Senator Ringo?
Look, I accept Senator Ferrioli's suggestion.
Okay.
Let's move on for five minutes.
Okay, we're going to move on. All right, I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 3474. We adopted the A7s, and we are on hold on the A10s.
And, Madam Chair, I'd like to thank Senator Ringo and the Chair for their indulgence and hope that somebody is...
I assume somebody's running. Why don't you go have a conversation?
That'd be a great idea.
But I'm going to need that. We're going to move 787, so, yeah. And then come back. All right. Let's open a work session on Senate Bill 787. The chair would move the dash three amendments to Senate Bill 787. Any discussion? Any objection?
And Madam Chair, this is the modification that makes it a certificate of commemoration.
Well, it's a commemorative certificate, but yes. The key of the amendments make the retroactive to January 1st, 1999.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
All right.
Good amendment.
I can't remember now. Any further discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Chair would move the bill as amended to Senate floor with due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. We're going to let Senator Starr carry the bill. Great. Now we just lost our supermajority to go back to 2450. We'll be at ease for a few minutes.
Awesome.
A good star for the day. She stopped Senator Ringo from moving the amendment because she thought the amendments were incorrect. And they are incorrect. We're in House Bill 3474, a work session. So we're needing corrective amendments to House Bill 3474. So that may take 15 minutes. It may take a half an hour. We'll see how long it takes. With that, I would like, if we could get, we've got a supermajority here, to address the issues with 2450. And Senator Ringo should be returning. Okay. All right. All right. We're in work session on House Bill 3474. Representative Tomei, come on forward.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm State Representative Carolyn Tomei from House District 41, representing Milwaukee and parts of Southeast Portland. I don't have my amendment in my hand. It's a conceptual amendment.
Okay.
This is regarding property in the Port. Well, it obviously is Portland. The conceptual amendment would say the property is located within the city limits of a city with a population of more than 450,000 residents. It's between 6 and 8 acres in size and a zone for general employment as of the effective date of this 2005 act. My concern is of a particular spot, Madam Chair and colleagues. There is on McLaughlin, there is a lot that this refers to, and there is a potential of a big box store coming onto this lot. The access to this property is along McLaughlin, going north and south. The east and west access is on Johnson Creek Boulevard, which is a two-lane road going through residential area that links Highway 205 to the Selwood Bridge. Selwood Bridge is two-lane and will always be two-lane. So we're talking about east-west access to this big box real estate that is two-lane. This is also close to a neighborhood of housing and retail that is locally based, small business, and this amendment would be similar to Senator Ringo's amendment. It would be permissive It would, when applying the urban approval standards and criteria and city zoning designations required under subsection of this section, the governing body of the city or its designee may deny the land use application if the governing body or its designee determines that the proposed retail or commercial use will have an adverse impact on small businesses, which I'm very concerned, and is not compatible with the community. It is permissive, and it just gives the local government a few more tools to deal with in making the decision whether or not to allow big box retail. Retail.
Thank you. Questions for Representative Tomei? Thank you very much. We appreciate you bringing this issue before us. As you probably have heard, we've got amendment troubles, and so
Chair, since we have to take a moment's rest for the amendments to catch up, would it be appropriate for us to take a break?
Yes, I'm happy to do that. I just would like to get our other business done before we do take a break. I need to work first, and then you can play for me.
Well, Madam Chair, I just was thinking that
I know.
A hallway conversation for your benefit is waiting your pleasure.
I'm not going to, yes.
Okay.
All right. Anything else?
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, Representative Tomei. I'm going to close the public or the work session on House Bill 3474. Senator Farioli, you want to do this for me?
Sure.
Thank you.
I move that the rules be suspended for the purpose of reconsidering the vote on House Bill 2450B.
Thank you, Senator Farioli. Senator Farioli has moved that the rules be suspended for the purpose of reconsidering the vote on House Bill 2450B.
Madam Chair, I believe this was the bill that I moved to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
That is correct. There is a technical error in the bill. Would you please call the roll?
And this is to bring it back?
Yes, the non-debatable motion.
So this is all semantics. You want me to say aye?
No, you can say no if you choose.
Okay, aye.
Thank you.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries and rules have been suspended. Senator Farioli.
Oh, Madam Chair, there's more here on the page.
Yes. Yes.
I think you have the next lines, Madam Chair.
Senator Farioli has moved that we reconsider the vote by which House Bill 2450 was sent to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation. Any further discussion? There's a technical problem that we need to fix. Okay. Would you please call the roll?
She's using her big sister voice.
Yes.
Aye.
Yo.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries. The bill is before us. As I've said before, there are technical amendments. We'd like to clean these up in the Senate Revenue Committee. The chair is going to refer the bill to the Senate Revenue Committee. I'm happy to do it with or without recommendation.
Madam Chair, are the B-17 amendments contemplated?
We just received those today. And who are those? Who belongs to the B-17?
Mr. Warner and the Revenue Committee.
Oh. Come on up, sir.
That's the reason we got the bill back.
Okay. Well, maybe we can just do this. I need a... Can you call Senate President's office and see if... Go ahead. Sure.
Madam Chair, members, Steve Meyer, Legislative Revenue Office. Senator Decker asked that these be prepared.
Okay.
And I don't know if the thought was that they would be incorporated in this committee or in... Revenue, huh?
The last instructions that I had this morning were to move it to Senate Revenue. We'll be at ease for a few minutes while we get further instructions. Thank you all for joining us back in. We are in work session on House Bill 2450. Steve walked us through the -17 amendments. Are there any B-17?
I'm actually not sure we've had any testimony on the
B-17. He did walk us through the B-17 amendments.
Madam Chairman, that was offline.
Okay. Steve, why don't you come on up? I'm sorry, I don't remember your last name now that I've gotten your first name. Could you tell us the difference in the B-17 amendments, please?
Madam Chair, members, for the record, Steve Meyer, Legislative Revenue. The B-17 differ from the B-16 in terms of the language on page 5 dealing with the facility grant within the school distribution formula. There's two things going on here on page 5. One, it changes the amount that the facility grant can be a biennium from $17.5 million to $25 million. The other change is that the $25 million would start in July 1 of 07. So it wouldn't affect any of the distribution until the 07-08 fiscal year.
So, Madam Chair.
Senator Farrioli.
Those districts that were contemplating improvements should take special notice of this provision. If you're contemplating new improvements in your district.
It would help, yes. There's going to be $7.5 million more dollars per biennium for facility grants. There will be $7.5 million less in general purpose grants.
Any other questions for Mr. Meyer? Speak now or forever hold your peace. All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Meyer. Chair will move the A-17 amendments to House Bill 2450. Any further discussion? Would you please call the roll?
Senator Atkinson?
Yes.
Senator Rico?
Aye.
Senator Smith?
Aye.
Vice Chair
Perioli? Aye.
Chair Brown?
Chair votes aye. Motion carries. We're going to let Senator Deckert carry the bill. Let's go into work session on House Bill 3474. Senator Ringo.
Madam Chair, I withdraw the motion for death. 8-10 amendments. That motion was on the table when
correct.
We returned.
Correct. Yes. Withdrawal motion accepted. Senator Ringo.
Madam Chair, I move the I move House Bill 3474 as amended with the dash A 7 amendments to the floor with a do pass recommendation.
Senator Ringo, you just had brand new amendments drafted. You're not going to move them?
Madam Chair, why don't we recess for 3 minutes?
Okay. We're going to recess for 3 minutes. You guys are impatient, too, but you all want something. They don't. I understand that. All right. We're back on the record on House Bill 3474. We just adopted the dash A7 amendments, and Senator Ringo it will move House Bill 3474 as amended to the Senate floor with a do pass recommendation. Any discussion?
Will this in any way hurt my ability to convince?
Any objection? Hearing and seeing none. So ordered. Did you want to carry the bill?
If nobody else wants it, Madam Chair, I'll be happy to carry
thank you,
bill.
Senator Farrioli, for your courtesies. Anything further to come before the committee today?
Just so you know, we didn't ask on the underlying bill.
Okay. All right. Well, let's... No. Don't go anywhere. Back in work session on House Bill 2450, we adopted the underlying amendments, which were the dash B-17s, but I failed to move the bill to the Senate floor with the do pass recommendation. No, I did because I carry it. You don't have it on the record. Okay. I move House Bill 2450 as amended with the dash B-17 amendments to the Senate floor with do pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? Hearing, seeing none. So ordered. Senator Deckert's the carrier. Senator Deckert's the carrier.
Did you say no?
I didn't want you guys to leave. Anything else? All right. We're going to be back on bright and early tomorrow morning for executive appointments. Until then, we're adjourned.